All right, I started off this podcast on a video, but Constance called me, so I'm switching over to voice memos. I don't know, it feels weird now not to be talking on voice memos while I'm walking home. Feels like a void, which is cool. Like, I want to practice the skill. I want to practice, you know, talking. I want to practice talking in public. And it's cool to see this habit built because of the discomfort that I feel now that I didn't have it for like 3-5 minutes while I was walking after the call with Constance. So it's cool. It's like you're seeing real-time habits forming. You're seeing the seeds planting, and you're seeing the seeds actually sprout out from the ground. So these are like the beginnings of something. I don't know exactly what, but it's exciting. It's interesting to see. And it's another thing I want to talk about is when I was studying today, I actually went to the local library, and the local library is so beautiful. It's like this medieval church, and it's reconstructed into a little bibliothèque, a little library filled with books, and there's places for kids to sit down and play, and there's a few tables. So there's very limited space, but given how not frequent it is visited, I think it's going to be a great place to study. I'm really excited about it. And yeah, it's like you don't notice that you have everything at your fingertips until you open your eyes and you start experimenting. And it's so exciting because you just see the world open up in front of you and you see all these new options that you can take. And you can, of course, with all new options comes paralysis. Like, for example, with me trying to get a whole bunch of new assets to try and feel unique with my editing. So yeah, there's a good point and a bad point about that. Life is not black and white. It's so gray. And especially in Rouen, where it's always raining, it's quite nice to see when it's sunny. Like, it was really sunny today and it was nice, and Constance and I went out to walk and we got some fresh bread at the local boulangerie. And when I took the bread from the girl, it was warm. And it was so nice to eat it with Constance. And we ended up buying a second one so that we would have something to put put the chocolate mousse on, because today I tried making chocolate mousse. The keyword in this state is that I tried, because I think I didn't beat the eggs enough, and I think that the little bit of yellow from the egg that spread onto the white must have caused it to be even more troublesome to beat up. And so I was whacking at this thing with a egg whipper or whatever, a whisk, a big whisk. And I was trying for so long, like I was beating up a sweat. I had to take off my sweater and I had to open the window. And I was just like, please get to stiff peaks. And I got to like semi-stiff peaks and then like almost there. But from what it needed to be way more stiff. and way more fluffy. And I was just like, okay, I'm done. I'm just going to try it and see if it works. And when I put it into the chocolate, it kind of fizzed a lot. And I think it lost a lot of its air and puffiness. And so the chocolate mousse didn't really turn into a mousse too much. But then I put it into the fridge, and after that, it got a little bit harder and the texture got a little bit better. And so the texture was there. And at the same time, I think I put too much sugar. I think there was too much sugar in the chocolate originally. And I put some sugar into the egg whites to try and get it to clump less. At least technically, that's what should have helped. And I think I put too much sugar because it was super sweet. So when Constance and I tried it originally, it was just way too much. Like the flavor was too strong. And so we decided that it would be a great spread to put on bread. And before the gym, I tried it because I was very curious. And it was actually really good. Like, it's a great dessert, I would say. But as a pre-workout snack, maybe not the best. It does have protein from the eggs and chocolate and a little bit of from the bread, but it's a little too heavy. I was feeling it when I was doing abs. I was feeling it coming up a little bit. So maybe an apple would have probably been the healthier choice, but hey, it's not like I'm having a super strict diet. So I'm not really too worried about that. I'm more worried that I don't get enough protein. And I don't know, I think I had pasta today and one galette. So that had one egg. And I think I'm gonna have another egg or two tonight with more galette that I'm making with Constance. So I'm excited to eat. I also want to make some protein shakes. I made two yesterday. And that was pretty good. This time I put the protein powder, then I added a little bit of water, and then I mixed it a lot. And so it helped with the clumping that was happening when I was just adding water. So that's a great observation to have. Oh, this restaurant's so beautiful. Cafe Vin. I don't know what it's called, but it's this red one that I always walk by. Maybe that might be a nice place to get reservations and have a little date with Constance. I don't know, maybe to spice things up. I don't know if I should turn this into a video format. I still haven't reviewed the previous video to check on the audio quality, but I'm pretty sure the way I have it set up like this, I think the audio is going to be a lot better like this when I'm just having it just audio format, voiceover or voice memos. On this beautiful street, some person set up a anti-bird alarm recently. It's kind of annoying. Maybe people were getting annoyed from all the birds. At the same time, when we sat down by the bar in the morning, the birds are so beautiful to listen to. It's so nice to see. And I hope they aren't affected because there was a bird nest on the right on one of the trees. And you could see the birds building their little nest. Hopefully they're not affected. Anyways, I'm walking past the crowds of people at the bars. All the little adventures happening. All the little stories. And now I walk and it's quiet. And I see this guy in his apartment. Oh, and he has a bass guitar. No, and it's not a bass guitar. It's like the big orchestral. Fuck, I don't know what it's called. But he's a musician. There were two other people there too. I couldn't see them because the glass was frosted. And here's another bar on the left, filled with adventures, filled with relationships, filled with people. People just being people. I did some Om chanting this morning. I was trying to focus on the resonance that would occur. One thing I've noticed is when I take a deep breath, the beginning few seconds of my chant has greater resonance than the rest of my chanting. And if I try to push more air or more power or more pressure, then the volume increases, but the resonance still isn't the same as the first like 3 seconds or first 2 seconds, it feels like. And after doing this meditation, I think I have to be careful because I think I pressured my vocal cords a little bit. I felt that they were tired, and maybe that's normal, but to me, I need to be careful. I don't think it's good to put so much pressure on my vocal cords. I think I just have to go with the flow and be more in tune or be more aware of trying to find that resonant frequency without the volume. Because I think I can find it without having the volume so high. Anyways, that's just one observation. Another observation is that my flexibility is increasing. It's nice to see when I was doing the bird dog. Gosh, what do you call it? When you basically form a triangle with your body, with your butt up and your arms and legs on the floor, and you're trying to get your whole foot on the floor. In previous times, I always had my feet angled out. And now, Gonstanz remarked that I had such a weird posture. And so I was kind of looking at it, kind of observing how my body moved, and it's a lot harder to try and get your legs in line with the rest of your body. And so I tried to do that. It's actually been like a good way to focus onto my body to try and get that pose, because it's harder, but it's achievable and it feels good when I'm in the stretch. Like, I feel nice and focused on it. Anyways, that's been my spiritual journey for today. I'm close to my home. I'm gonna go make some food. Good night.